We'll start now with Avodah Megillah Parah Mitzrayim. Of Om Rav Elazar ben Azariah Yomerei Anikim and Shivim Shona Floyz Achisi Ad She Adrosha Ben Zayma. Till Ben Zayma learned it out from a pasuk. Shneimer Martiskas Yom Tef When It's In Time For Mecha Yecho. So he learns out that Yimecha Yecho and Kol Yimecha Yecho the Kol is Marv. The Chacham learned that it's Lavin Moitza Mashiach. What's the machlokes? Ben Azariah held, like by every machlokes, he held the Nasoira and the Nasoira, but to bring, Raya he was unable to bring. And Vaistais said once, he brought the Raya, so they passed him that Maskin Tishim Sarim Balaz. But in that case, the Boshit Shat was a Chisi, would mean that he didn't win, he wasn't in the Zaka. That it would be his it would be halachical moisai. Once he brought the Ben Zayman's Raya, so there were Wakabe the halacha like the halacha Ben Azariah, so Lazachisi Shetei Omer. No, I didn't win the machlokes, and Ray, that it should be said. Once Zayin Thrasha, the quality store was not covered. But the Ikir Shail, of course, over there is whether you should say Vayomer or Kishrin. That's the Machloikis Darbonin and Ben Zayma. Whether you say by night, in fact. That's what they said. Next, Yisrael, the Gemara says, they said, "Adavar Shalom Moshe, Leimur Adavar Yisrael, Amarat Aleim, Ani Hashem Lekechem." So they combine the beginning at the end of the four psukim. Right there, four psukim in Vayom. First Vayom Hashem Leimur Moshe Leimur is followed by four psukim. So we combine the beginning and the end of the first parak of the first and the last pasuk, because that makes another pasuk in the parasha of Arayas. It says. You have the same thing. If you take the beginning and the end of the psukim in Vayomer, you have the same thing. So therefore, they did like that in order to skip the whole parasha of tzitzis. Once they would have said the whole pasuk, so it would be a mischilu in Malziki. So he made a new pasuk by saying the beginning and the end. I happen to make a new pasuk because there is such a pasuk that's a different pasuk. That's the pshat Gemara. But that's a different Indian. The Indian of being maskir, you see, it's Mitzrayim, you mentioned it. I wrote it to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And what does it have to do with the mitzvah of Sipius Yisrael and Pesach ben Nach? Sipius Yisrael ben Nach, Rabbi Isai, is much different than just Laman Tizkor. Right? What's so different? Well, they're chiluk number one is the form, not the substance. You have to say it kodem kol in response to a shaila, right? Mo havoyah zayis lechem, amata, and you say. So that's a chiluk. Another thing is that you have to say you have to explain by the CCC's retirement, you have to explain what the items on the Seder table are. That's why we, like you said the other day, that's why CCC's retirement. It's called You have to end up saying, therefore, lefichach, the matzah is because of this, and the mor is because of this. And you explain the Korban Pesach, even though we don't have one. It's necessary to do that. Because the sipur is explaining the items and why we have them by the avodah. Okay. And the third, and there's more than just three. The third is that the 52 Shayim has to create a hergish of Hakor Satoiv and happiness. He has to feel the simchas hanefesh of being of going out of Mitzrayim. So, what's the that we don't feel when by vayomer? We just say it. Right? We say, in fact, the Nusach HaBrocha of Emes Yatzef and Emes Amuna, the Nusach HaBrocha is built all around the Yitzhak. Right? In Eretz Yisrael, where they didn't talk about Yitzhak Tzar and Balayla, so they said a different Brocha altogether. They went straight from an Yesham Alekechem to something all the way at the end, because there's no Indian of Yisrael Balayla Ad Shedor Shedet Zayim. But what is that Indian of that Rabbi Losev and Azariah is talking about? What does that have to do with the mitzvah of Mitzvah Yisrael Balayla? I think I've always had it like this, that I told you what Achabo Talmidei and Vyomru Rabbi Seinu, he gives my Kishm Shul Shachas. What's he gives my Kishm Shul Shachas? Right? So, number one, it could be that like it's reminding them that you're the mitzvah. Why? Because, like I said, they didn't see that it was light. There was so much oil in by them by the Seder. But whatever it is, whatever happened, we have to tell them to say they shouldn't be mevatel the mitzvah of Krishna Shal Shachas. Also said, even those who are Teriyosim of Nosa are not mevatel the mitzvah of Krishna. But over here it's different. Over here, L'chaira, they were mamash oisik b'mitzvah. They were the real oisik b'mitzvah. And oisik b'mitzvah b'chav ha'mitzvah. Right? So why should they be mechuyiv in Kishim Shal Shachas? Okay. So, Rabbi Isai, listen carefully. The mitzvah of Sipur Yitzhak Mitzrayim, when should it stop? L'chor, it should stop when you don't have any more matzah, mor, and Korban Pesach in front of you. But the whole Surah HaMitzvah is to explain the items. So if you're finished, if you ate them up, there's no more mitzvah. But Gedoy L'Mitzvah, even if you ate them up, but they still could be there. But if you hold that, the mitzvah of eating the Korban Pesach is midir aisa till chatzoisa. Machlokes have mekivin avolotam and azaria. But when they're upon the shuli till chatzoisa, so the chayyur there's no mitzvah sequel because there's no Pesach. So the teretz is there's. The sipur has to be on Bavudzeh. Right? It has to be Shor Sheish Matzav Varam and Aharon Fomech. That's when you have the seat, the Bavudzeh, you have to explain the what's in front of you. Right? Mazois, you have to answer the Shiloh of Mazois. Moavoyazois, Moahedus, Achluk Mereshpotim. Right? You have to explain what the Korban Pesach is and what the Matzav Mordeh. But once you saw it, so then there's called Marbel and Sapri, and there's a Meshubach. And that also goes into the gather of Sipur Yisus Mitzrayim, because your Marbel and Sapri, being Marbel and Sapri, is an extension of the Sipur. When do you say all that? When there's not an Indian of Zechiras Yisus Mitzrayim. But once there's an Indian of Zechiras Yisus Mitzrayim, so that's already a gvul, not only on the marbe, on the sipur, it's a gvul on the kolam marbe l'sapir. So since this man of Zechiras Yisus Mitzrayim is totally in Zman Krishma, right? Like the Gemara says in the beginning of the second parak in Brachas, right? That Rebbe said, covered his hands, covered his eyes, rather, with his hands. Right? And he said something very briefly. So that's when he said, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. But as far as the mitzvah of the Yisus Mitzrayim, Rebbe said some Shtekel Torah that have to do with Yisus Mitzrayim. While he was saying the Shir began before, right? Or all the way in the night, perhaps, and it went all the way past Siman Krishna. Okay? So Rebbe said something in Shtekel Torah on Yisus Mitzrayim. Right? That's what the Gemara said. The Gemara says that the reason he said it is because he wanted to make sure that Yisus Mitzrayim said Bismana. Right? So what's Bismana? So Rashi says Bisman Krishna. Yeah.
That's the Russian Gemara.
In if you give along with Bez, the one says Elo the doctor with Khoita Vigoimro, Lom Lila Duri, the one says, could I ask you, see, it's a certain Bismana. Yeah, she says, what's Bismana? Bisman Krishna. Right? Shagatari declares when he says Poshet Smasha from Rashi that there's no Zman. That's Kavua bit to be masculine to see Zman. There's only Zman, the only time we find Zman is by Zman Krishna. But I think that since there's a mitzvah of Zechis Mitzrayim by Lailo and another mitzvah by Yoim, especially the Loitza Belozim and Azariah, right? Kodim Mechayecha HaLailos, Yimechayecha Yoim. So it comes out that by night and by day, say the mitzvah of Laman Tizkan, come. Every night there's a new mitzvah, and every day there's a new mitzvah. Once there's a new mitzvah of Laman Tizkor by day, so it's not shaykh to say that there's a koan marvel asapir from yesterday's mitzvah of Laman Tizkor Bozni Vincha. Because the mitzvah by night is much bigger, right? And you have to answer a question, and you have to describe the items in a seder, and you have to create the hergeshim of Yiras Atzma Kiel Yosef Mitzrayim. And that's to be Hallel, the Shevach Vaidor. But all the milas are only called man, it's shayach not just the etzem mitzvah to say Bavuzeh. But even if the Bavuzeh is gone, there has to be shayach a mitzvah of a man of Kolamarbi Lusaper. But the Kolamarbi Lusaper can't be when there's a new mitzvah of Laman Tizkar Shem Tzeis Chavi Yeshem Tzai, Kodim
Echayecha. There's no separate mitzvah of Sfira at night?
What?
Pesach night, there's no mitzvah of Sfira? Just
Sipur? There's a mitzvah of Sfira, but the mitzvah of Sipur is to elaborate on the Sfira, not to leave it just by a Sfira, but by to say more, and they do it in various Eifanim, to elaborate on the Sfira. That's the mitzvah of Pesach by now.
So the same way the Sfira at night didn't affect the Sipur, why is the Sfira of the day affected?
Because the Sfira by day is a new mitzvah. It's not sure to elaborate on it. It's not going to elaborate on the mitzvah of Sipur Tzayim by day. Okay, so that's just a hesber in what the Mishnah in Brachos of Avraham Rabbi Lozer Ben Azariah, what's that doing over here in Haggadah? Because that's what they meant when they said he is man kishon shel shachris, that by this man kishon shel shachris there's a new mitzvah of being maskir Yetzias Mitzrayim, like Rashi says in the Lashon HaGemara in Brachos. It says this mitzvahs, right? Rashi says bisman kishma, because in bisman kishma there's a new chiyuv of l'man tizkor, and once there's a new chiyuv of l'man tizkor, so it's bottled not only the mitzvah of bavuzeh os Hashem li, which continues after the bavuzeh is no longer there, but there's no mishor sheish masim or melach l'necha. But it continues till the time when the Shach Kolamar Lusape. Once there's a new mitzvah of Man Tizkor, so it's not even Shach the Kolamar Lusape. It's a middle of it, it's not Shach to say that Oisik the mitzvah, for my mitzvah, because there's no Oisik the mitzvah, there's no Tzur, there's no mitzvah pasuk. In the middle, they're Mechuyev in the mitzvah of Pishon. Okay, there's Shekel Pilp. Let's get back to the Josh. Baruch Hamakom Baruch Hu, Baruch Hamasim Tehillah Yisrael, Kineg Darbo Bonin Dibir Torah, Erot Chocham Yerod Rosha, Yechakam Yerod Shein Yudei Lishol. So, Rabbis, I just want to tell you a shtickle yesoid over here. Listen carefully. The Torah says four times the mitzvah of explaining Pesach by night, explaining why we do the avodah, right? There are four parshas. What are the four parshas? Because there's four different ways of explaining the avodah. Why should there be four different ways of explaining it? Because the explanation given to a chacham can't be the same as the explanation given to a tamen shayyidei lishol and to a rasha. It's impossible. Each one needs his own explanation. Why? Because the chinuch required, the method required to be mechanach each one of these arba'a bonim is vastly different than the methods needed to be mechanach the other one. Each one has to have his own form of and shape of chinuch. So before anything else, let's just stop here for a second and see. There are many ways to be mechanech. There's a mitzvah vishanantam lovanecha, to teach your son Torah. Why doesn't it say that there's a mitzvah if your son is a lamp, to teach him tzois nesivis? If your son is a pashut, a simple, so teach him the aleph beis. Less than that, just the, you know, the minimum shav minimum. You can't. You have to, of course, be mechanich with the in a way that's suitable for this particular child. You can't be mechanich Reuven with the same chinuch as you give to Shimon. If Reuven and Shimon have more shaychus one to another and need a separate method of chinuch, okay? So of course you need that. That's poshut, and it doesn't say that by all the mitzvot. The reason it's here because the chinuch of Pesach by night is so ultra important. Giving over the Mesorah, this is the moment that you could give it. And there's no other moment when the Mesorah is so alive that it could be transmitted with such effectiveness. vibaltes this vehicle of Luman to Sapir go on the winter ben ben hetamai sapoise. Take a look. It says that the Mitzrayim didn't do tshuva, right? And that they had to suffer more and more. And all the different things happened, the not just the Eser Machos, right? But much more than Eser, like we say in the Haggadah. Huh? It's the Yerushalayim Ocher Napa, Ever Vazam, Vetzorim, Eshlachas Malcher Yoyim, Tzores Chamisha Machos, like one mandama. Yeah? So, why do they have to suffer so much in Israel? Why do these Machos have to happen? They could have easily done Tshuva, and the Machos would have been... dispensed with. What's the answer? The answer is because the Makkah was needed to teach Klal Yisrael. Right? L'man t'saper v'oznei vincha ven bincha eis asher hasalalti v'mitzrayim. Right? V'es oisoy say asher samti v'on v'idatem ki ani Hashem. That's the only way that you'll be able to know ki ani Hashem. Without this sipur, without telling over every little drop in Mashu, you wouldn't give over vidatam kiri Hashem. Yeah. So death is such an important chinuch. It's the chinuch of giving over vidatam kiri Hashem. So therefore, the Torah has to give you lessons in how to be mechanach your children. By everything else, it's not necessary. You could be by trial and error. But over here, there's one night. Right? And we just said a moment ago that when is it over with? Huh? It's over in the morning. Past the morning. That's it. Higiyah's man kishm shal shachas. So you have one night and you have Higiyah's man and finished. That's the end. And for a whole year you won't have the opportunity to give over with such effectiveness. Because there's no gedit, there's no inin of such tzipur. There's no imatzu mara menachem lefonecha. The Gemara says, Yochum Erech Chodesh, no. Tanim Leim Vayayim Hu. Right? Yochum Erech Chodesh, no. So you have one evening, and after that there's nothing more. Of course there's chinuch. Of course there's all kinds of Torah you can give over to the children. But there's a special hisoiris, a special open window to give over the Yediyah and the Torah this night. So that long pupil that I told you before, which for some of you is, maybe just a dull pupil, but it comes to prove your side that there's no opportunity outside of this night to give over what? All the pratim of Sifnis Yisrael, which results in the child's learning vidatem ki ani Hashem. Yeah, that might say. And if not for that, there's something missing. The child's idea of Ki'ani Hashem is missing. Yeah. And therefore, this opportunity comes and goes. And who is the father sitting here? He's a goyin, a mechanach, a master teacher. Right? He was trained in Torah Masorah, teacher training courses. How does he know how to make use of these couple of hours? Every Pasha to give, an Amoris, who knows nothing, has to be able to give it over. Yeah. They say that from some great tzaddik that he sneaked up behind the house of the Amoris who was conducting the Seder, and he listened to him conduct the Seder. And he came to Echotam, he said like this, Echot, Chochot. Right? Because he saw the word Echod, he knew you put your hands on your eyes and you draw out the word Echod. That's how he was trained to do in by Kishma. Echod! Yosha. So what if a person is Mamash and Amorit? And he's going, what is he going to do? How could he be Mechanach his children? So the Torah gives a crash course in Chinuch. There's something that you would get Pesach by night that you don't get from 100 teacher training courses, which are all necessary because the crash courses contains everything. And what is the Kriyash course telling you? How to be mechanach different children. Okay? You take a simple child and start telling him his beirut with ideas, concepts. Okay? What's he got, you know, what's he thinking of? His simple mind immediately will wander away, and there's not a second word that'll go into it. It'll blank out, it'll space out. After 2 seconds, you'll have lost it. And after a couple of years, you'll want to know why this kid is in a different world. Why isn't he like the rest? Why did he become a child at risk? Yeah. So the Torah says because you try to be mechanech him the same way, like you've been mechanech his brother, who's a chacham, who's asking gishailas, and he wants to know what's the svara and what's the halacha, and he's asking you stiras, and he's bringing raya's from rishonim and achronim. Yeah. And this little child doesn't know what's a rishon and what's an achron. Huh? He wants to know not any rishon and any achron. He wants to know mi balod ein elokim. He wants to know vidato keni Hashem. How are you going to give over to him anything? So you have to tell him simple stories. Okay? And have, what's the simple story? That's all. That's what you tell the Tam, right? B'chozek yod means you have to dramatize it for him. He's telling him svaras and ideas won't accomplish anything, but you have to dramatize it. B'chozek yod. That's what you have to do. Look at this. Pilate ployam. What happened when we had Yetzias Mitzrayim? Yeah. And you have to give it to him in a way that will make his simple mind plus with interest, and he'll want to hear more and more, and little by little he'll absorb everything. Yeah, that's how you mechanach the Tam. How you mechanach Shein Yedei Elishol? Ooh, Shein Yedei Elishol Odeshin. That's not the problem. His problem isn't that his mind is too narrow for him to absorb concepts. He could be 10 times more intelligent than the Tam, the Shein Yedei Elishol. Yeah, he could be capable of understanding the most profound ideas, but he's not interested. He's apathetic. That's why he's a Shein Yedei Elishol. They put a picture in the Haggadah by the Shein Yedei Elishol, a little baby. The little baby, there's no mitzvah sipi-sipi-sam to the baby, Rabbi said, Zoram B'Telem. And it's misleading. How could you be Mitzatra and be Mechanach the baby? With the baby you play, you give him a kiss and you tuck him in bed. Gagag it. Right? And help out, you help your wife, somebody, huh? Because as a baby the 2 days ago, so you see the, right? And spacing out the whole day long because he's up the whole night, every night, it's every night is like that. The Shein Yedei Elishol is a very intelligent boy. He could be marvelous, but he is apathetic. He has no interest. He doesn't care. Okay, he'll open up the newspaper every day and flip through the stock market and the news. There was a tornado in Yahupit. Fine. 15,000 people got killed in this. Okay, invite them. The 3 wars and 5 depressions going. Okay, invite them. Oh, yeah, I might say the Yankees and the Dodgers. Oh, so I'm still way back there. He has no interest whatsoever. And if he has no interest, what are you going to tell him? You could tell him b'chozek yod, you could dramatize, you do it, it makes no difference to him. He doesn't care. Yeah. So you have a big job ahead of you. The af'at, what's the difference? What did it say over there? At Psachloi. What's At Psachloi? You gotta open up his mind. At Psachloi. Open up his mind. Make his mind receptive. Right? That's a little bit why the Chenya de Lishl gets the same answer as the Rosh. Yeah? Feel like playing. Because the Rosh is also apathetic. He also doesn't want to hear. But for totally different reason. In a moment, we'll see. We'll get back to the Chenya de Lishl. What about the Chochem Rabbeisa? Many, many great Chachamim came to America, lost their children. What percentage do you think of all the great scholars who came to America who lost their children? Would you say that it's vastly more than 99%? Okay? Almost 100%. How many remained from those who came here in the 1800s or earlier, or maybe the beginning of the 1900s? A few. That starts increasing. And you know something? Part of it is because they didn't know how to be mechanach the chacham. They maybe were good at being mechanach at Tam, and maybe even a Shenya de Elisha. But how are you mechanach the chacham? The chacham, you have to sit and be me'or his chacham, reach into him, into his curiosity, show him that it's chacham in Torah. That he doesn't have to go out to the end of the world to look for education and to bring ideas that satisfy the curiosity in his fertile mind. So, Moha Eidois Vachukim Vabishpotim Ashetziva Hashem Alakenu Eschem. Wow! You have a kid who's his whole Shiloh is filled with Divrei Chochma. He noticed these Chibukim Dakim, yeah. He noticed his Eidois, he noticed Chukim, he noticed Mishpatim. Wow, this kid is really something. He could be 10-year-old, but you see that he's up to the Dakas Diki Chibukim. So how do you have to handle him? Emor Loike Hilchus HaPesach. Take Masechta Pesachim and open it up for him. Yeah. Ein Maftir Anachar Pesach is the end of the Masechta. Go through the Toisas, go through the Rishonim, go through the ideas, go through the concepts. I say Kehilchus HaPesach even more. Because you could take every one of the halachas of Pesach, and you could show how did the halacha of Pesach, and I'll show you later, because it's getting later in. Right? Higi has been something of, not Kishon Shachar, but 6 o'clock, and we're ready here. You could, but give him a run for his money, the Chochem. And once his thirst for Chochem will be satisfied by hearing Torah, and by hearing Chochem as HaTorah, and by hearing depth, and his mind will explode with interest. And then you'll get him to come along with you and to search for satisfaction for his quest for Chochma within the Torah, not outside of the Torah. Yeah. And Rosh Rabbeisa is somebody who they draw a picture of some maniac with a waving an axe or something, or some kind of Rosh. People forget this Rosh is a youngster who's not yet Bar Mitzvah. He's a kid. You have a mitzvah, you got it Levincha. You don't have the mitzvah, you got it Levincha on the Gedolim. They have their own mitzvah. The mitzvah that you have is by a cotton. Yeah. So that's this Russia. So what are you going to do? You'll say, oh, he's Koitzia Sachsim in the cloud. Kochem Yikim. Give him 2 patch and toss him out. Right? Leave a loy. That's what you're going to do to this to your kids. Yeah, a lot of people did that to the kids. It's true. Maybe 90% of them got this kind of chinuch or anti chinuch. Yeah. So what's the tell us? You lost it. Finished. To any kid whose house he had in that wow, who couldn't see himself being part of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And which kid sees himself as being part of Yetzias Mitzrayim? Outside of the Chochem or the Tam. These are things that happened thousands of years ago. Sit down with a group of people from the Bimazbet Rebbe. What's the meaning, the Yesoid, the Halachas, the this, that, anything you want about something that happened thousands of years ago. You know what the kids are going to be thinking? When is this boar going to get off my back? Yeah. Oh, here he goes at it again. Wow. Okay? Yeah, so what is wrong with the Rosh? He didn't say anything wrong. In fact, the Rosh is very polite. And he says, I see that you belong to an older generation and you have your customs, and I'm very, very interested to find out all about it. And he's even going to write a paper on this, and he'll go to college someday, and he'll bring a study that he made of the ancient Orthodox customs and beliefs. Yeah. He may even write a book. And it won't be filled with ridicule like the others. Unless you tell him, leave then you'll really see that kind of attitude reflected in his book. But if you're nice to him, so he'll reflect a very tolerant attitude towards these. But it's not, where does he see himself in this picture? Yeah? Take any kid. Where does the kid see himself? He sees a maasim that happened a long time ago. It's interested. That has a name. History. History is very interesting. It's long, interesting as long as you have it for no more than one period a day. And maybe a week, because there's many more important things to do, like sneaking out of the class and playing a game of something or other. I know all about it, Douglas. I did the same thing. Okay? My favorite corner was the ping pong room downstairs, below the dormitory. What's the tehillus in seeing the hesber for all this? It's true. We have to have a koras hatoiv in ilu loyhoitz yakodesh baruchas haviseinu. Right? I hear it's important. But why belabor the point? Right? What are you going to do to the kid? I want to tell you something, Rabbi say. To whom is there the Iker Mitzvah of Sipiyus Yetzias Mitzrayim? You know to whom? Pesach Shehoya Aviseinu Ochlin is Mansha Beis HaMikdash Shehoya Kayim. Huh? What's Mishum? Right? Al Shema. Weite? Shep Pasach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avot Ibnei Yisrael Mitzrayim. Right? Shenemar V'amartem Sevach Pesach Hu L'Hashem. Right? Where does it say that? In the part of the Haggadah that says, Kol Shel Yom Shloish Dvarim Halolu. Right? V'Pesach Lo Yasi Deichai Vosa. To whom is this pasuk said? Shenemar. Which is the Iker Tshuva, the Iker Hesver. To whom is this pasuk said? Yeah, which is, this is the mitzvah. This is the mitzvah of secret, of explaining the Korban Pesach. To whom is this pasuk said in the Torah HaKadosh? To the Rosh. V'hoyo ki yomer aleichem v'neichem mo'ho avoyah zoi slachem. V'amartem. That's it. Zevach Pesach u'loshem. The ikur is the rasha, Rabbi say. The Talmud stretch his mind and put stories into it. The chacham sit more with him, b'chavrusa, get him masech to psochem in Baba Kam, Baba Mati, and Baba Basi, and much more than that. But the rasha, get him to see himself as part of the as part of the whole issue of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Yiddishkeit, avoid it. And he says to himself, he says, Mo avoid it tzais lochem. He says, Daddy, you're a very intelligent guy. You're a modern man. You're part of this today's world with computers and with fax machines and with scientific interest in everything. He asked him a good question. Mo avoid it tzais lochem. What do you need it for? You're not a regressive, out-of-date type of person who's who's busy with ceremonies and rituals that make no sense and that have no relationship to you. Right? What do you need all this about? Okay? So, if he's not interested, and he's very polite about it, and he's a good kid. And the whole explanation of the Korban Pesach is for him. He's the one who's in the neshama you got to capture. Because maybe if you will turn out to be a goyan olam, he'll turn out to be a leader. Because he knows the kashas and he knows the doubts that every child has. And he knows how to address them. Yeah. So what it, how do you catch this kid? But he's not part of it. Yeah. So you got to make him sensitive. A touch, a twinge. Boom. Just get him to stir. And you know how you get him to stir? By a slight touch of, it's hard to say, of ridicule. Avru zeh osa Hashem li. Right? Li v'loi loi. Ilu hoya shom loi hoya nigel. What makes you think you're so important? People like you were the one who were left behind when you went out of Mitzrayim. Hashem didn't want them to be part of Klal Yisrael. He wanted to create a new Ummah. Amzu yotzarti litihilosi yisaperi. And when he saw people who looked, who thought, who acted like you, so the Eibishter said, fine, there's 4/5, 80% of the Yidden I'm leaving there. They're not going to be part of this new Amzu yotzarti litihilosi yisaperi. They're not going to fit in. Ilu hoya shom lihoya nigel. He'll say, but Daddy, please tell me. Please, I'll listen. I'll hear. Okay. I didn't really mean it that way. Come. I'll explain to you what it means. I'll explain to you the difference between the neshama of a yid and that of the neighbors that were part of their social group. The chilik tak between the neshama of Yisrael, who could be reached, had deep inside of him a spark of kedusha that the mitzvah didn't have. Yeah. But no poyes mitzrayim v'esbotein mitzvah. Yeah. Now it's time to get that roshes up. Yeah. That's how you got to be mechanachim. And in this short, those short few moments, mamish, the father is being given a crash course of chinuch. There's a whole seder that he's going to have to do. And there's koises with halal, with the shulchan aruch, with all kinds of things. And go and sleep. They're not going to stay up all night. Right? Supposed to rush the seder. No. Choytfin matzah v'leilei psachim. Shaloyishnu Hatinoikis. And what are the Wayishnu Hatinoikis? One of them is this Rosh over here, who's going to get sleepy after a while. And the father will get sleepy too. Especially if he has a good a Seba bed with a lot of pillows in it. He might just sink into him and doze off. You have to have this crash course of chinuch right now, on the spot, yeah. And every year be reminded of it. Kidnagged our boy, Bonim, the Brotoira, Echot Chacham, Yechot Roshim, Yechot Tam, Yechot Shen Yedei Elisha. And here, how to capture the mind of each and every one of them. Yeah. And that's why we need to go. There's another few Pratim in this vital Indian of the Kidnagged our boy, Bonim, the Brotoira. I'm trying to get to it all before it. Thank you.